Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Most trivia events are for adults, with places like bars being a common setting for them. But in Delta Township, there's a trivia event that invites youth to join in on the fun. The Battle of the Books is an annual event at Delta Township District Library where teams compete against each other in a series of trivia battles about books. And joining us to tell us more about the Battle of the Books is the library's youth services librarian, Becky LaBeouf. Becky, welcome to Current State.
Great. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Explain to us how Battle of the Books works exactly. What goes on here?
Sure. Well, it's a really fun trivia competition that tests book knowledge. We have participants sign up in teams of 4 to 5, and we have a selected list of 5 books that they read over the winter months. And then in March, we have battles where they test their knowledge of those books head-to-head in a big competition.
And something's happening tonight here. You've got a battle happening tonight. Is that correct?
We have our kickoff tonight. Yeah, we have the start of the program tonight. This year, we're actually partnering with the Grand Ledge Area District Library, so we're trying to make it a really big community event. So we're having the kickoff there at the Grand Ledge's main branch in downtown Grand Ledge. It's at 6:30 tonight, and we're going to be giving an overview of the program, talking about this year's book list. We'll have refreshments. It's just a good time for people to get more information and to get their questions answered and to hopefully sign up.
How many battles are there altogether in over the course of a season?
Sure. Well, we have 2 different dates in March, March 3rd and March 12th, and each team is guaranteed to participate in 2 battles. And then we also have a final battle in the afternoon on March 12th, and we have the top teams make it to that final battle.
How long has the Battle of the Books been raging?
This is actually our 8th year doing it. We started talking about doing it when we were moving into our new library building. And so 2009 was the first year that we did it. And we've been doing it ever since. We've had a lot of wonderful luck with the Friends of the Library. They've been sponsoring it all these years. And like I said, it's been exciting for us this year partnering with Grand Ledge as well. But we've been enjoying doing it for all this time.
Mm. Are the teams usually all kids or all teens or all adults, or do you mix it up? How does that work out?
Yeah, we do mix it up. It's really a wide variety. It's open to kids in 4th grade and up, teens and adults, and we get teams that are all kids. We get all adult teams. We get a lot of families that do it together. We get teachers and students, grandparents and grandchildren. We've had book clubs participate in it before, and they all participate together in the same competition. So it's really an even playing field. We find that the kids and the adults are pretty evenly matched, and they all do it together. So it's a lot of fun.
So you're saying then that a team of kids might go up against a team of adults?
Definitely, yep. And we've had all adult teams and all kid teams all, make the finals before. And, the kids have great memories. They remember all these details from the book. So they go up against each other, and it's really, like I said, it's really pretty evenly matched. So it's a lot of fun to see all ages combined
like
in that way.
Sounds like it could be the making, though, of some bruised adult egos here as well.
Definitely, it can, yes.
We're speaking with Youth Services Librarian Becky LaBeouf about Delta Township Library's Battle of the Books, which kicks off tonight. I understand that now there's something different about this year's battle. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's our partnership this year with the Grand Ledge Library. They were interested in doing a battle, and we found that we have a lot of overlap between our two communities, so we decided to join up this year. And so they're co-sponsoring it, co-hosting it with us. We're having some of our events at the Delta Township Library, some events in Grand Ledge, and just hoping to make it even a bigger community event this year.
And now tell us about the books themselves. You've got these teams reading, did you say 4 or 5 books thereabouts?
Yeah, we have a 5-book list each year. We try to pick books that are at a maybe 4th to 6th grade reading level so that the youngest participants can read them and that the content is appropriate for them. But also we're looking for books that really will appeal to the adult readers as well. We try and find a variety of genres. So this year we have some mystery, some history, fantasy, adventure, humor. We kind of have it all covered in the books that we have this year.
And what are some of the titles?
Sure. Well, we have Malcolm at Midnight by W.H. Beck. That one's a great one for the kids. It's about a secret society of pets in a school. We have another one called Under the Egg by Laura Marks Fitzgerald. That one is an art mystery, so I know a lot of adults will like that one. It has some history in it as well. We have a history or a fantasy novel called The Mark of the Dragonfly by Jaylee Johnson, and that one has a little bit of supernatural fantasy and even some steampunk in that one. We have one called Icefall by Matthew J. Kirby, which is about a royal family during sort of the time of the Vikings, and they're trapped for the winter while a war is raging outside, and they find a traitor in their midst. It has some Norse mythology as well in that one. And our last book is A Snicker of Magic by Natalie Lloyd, and that's just a really cozy sort of family, small-town story. It has a little bit of magic in it, a curse, and some good deeds in it as well. So there's a good variety there this year.
Finally, what are the teams competing for, Becky?
Sure. The top three teams this year will win gift cards to Barnes & Noble. And then we also have a smaller prize for all our participants. In the past, we've done bags and T-shirts and water bottles, things like that. So everyone who participates will get something.
We've been speaking with Delta Township Library's Youth Services Librarian Becky LaBeouf about their Battle of the Books event, which kicks off tonight and continues into March. Becky, have fun tonight. Thank you for joining us.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.